a Google Hangout. This audio boo is to describe what has happened here this morning. While sitting with a group of people in Cafe Beva, I set up a Google Hangout in a very, very poor Asus notebook. On Google Plus, I set up the Hangout. I invited people onto it. I invited all my circles, and I invited one of my circles, which was friends in particular. Onto the Hangout came a number of people, Roger Overall and John D. Sullivan. And we have been having a conversation with, first of all, Roger, who's gone, and then with John D. Sullivan, who is now gone. And sitting around the table here in Glenmire, there are three of us. There's on the table is a laptop. We have each of us have iPhones, and Tori Hawthorne is joined the Hangout on her mobile phone, and we were able to use her mobile phone to converse with John D. Sullivan. Peter Conway has just loaded up he had the app on his iPhone. He's now starting to use Google Plus for the first time, and I don't know exactly where he's got to. A technical problem we ran into is that I set up the Hangout, and it is running from the laptop on the table, or the notebook on the table. I then decided that the reception would be infinitely better from the iPhone on the Google Plus app. So I booted up the Google Plus app, and I now find that it will not actually let me enter the Hangout, my own Hangout, from the mobile phone. Now, that's a pity, because I would like to be able to start the Hangout on a laptop, join it from a mobile phone, and then go off to do something in another place, leaving the Hangout running, and then return, or maybe just go away, leaving the laptop behind. The laptop is actually essential, because it actually contains the camera, which is actually... The other thing is, I've tried, and I don't know if this is going to work, I've tried to do this in such a way that we will get a YouTube video out of what's going on, because there is a button on the setting up the Hangout page which you can click that says go live. And to be truthful, I don't know what has actually happened, and that isn't Google's fault, that's the fault of my notebook. If anything else happens, I'll return to this particular audio boo and record it. Well, a lot happened after that, and let me just flag a couple of things for the record. John L. Sullivan joined the Hangout after it was set up, and he drew our attention to a feature on Google Hangout, which is called Google Effects. And while he was talking on the Hangout, he was able to put very humorous things on his head. You can put headwear, you can put stuff on your face, you can do stuff with your eyes, and I think you can do something with your beard. But these actually created a new dimension to a Google Hangout, in that they were play toys that you could use, and it suggested to me that it would be possible to use Google Hangout effectively for role play. In summary, just to pull it all together, and I may have left something out about what happened, we discovered enough in the process today to make it absolutely clear that it's going to be possible to share conversations that you have in one small arena. It's going to be easy to share them with others around the globe, either live or hopefully, although I don't think we achieved it today, via subsequent YouTube video production. So that's it. This is a small introduction to the experience of Google Hangout today, Thursday. Thank you very much for listening.